Okay, today's daf is Maaser Sheni daf Mem Vav. Maaser Sheni daf Mem Vav. And we are on Mem Vav Amid Aleph. We will start, but let's start with Mem Hema Beis. We're towards the bottom. And one ha'ara from yesterday, as we discussed, Arla and Revai, as we started the fifth parak of Maaser Sheni, we discussed the relationship and that the Ras Silio's comment that really our discussion could be in the Revai parak could be in the Maseches Arla or it could be in Maseches Maaser Sheni because there's a relationship of both. There is a discussion of Arla and Revai of Chutz La'aretz. As I said, there are 3 days in the Shulchan Aruch, Rabbeinu Yonah, the Rambam, the Gaonim, exactly what they hold. I'd like to read the Rambam. The Rambam has an argument with the Gaonim in Hilchas Ma'achalas Asuros. Ma'achalas Asuros. Perek Yud Alachat Esvav, says the Rambam. Yirali, she'ein din Revai Noheg b'Chutz La'aretz. I don't think Revai is Noheg in Chutz La'aretz. But rather, a person should eat the fruit of Revai without any pidyon in Chutz La'aretz. Only Arla is in Chutz La'aretz, not Revai. And I think it's a kavachomer, says the Rambam. If Surya, which is Chayev in Shubis and Maestros Midrabanan, there's no Revai there, so the rest of Chutz La'aretz that is not Chayev in Shubis and Maestros Midrabanan, surely should not be Chayev in Revai. Shlo Yehei Netar Revai Noigba, and then the Rambam quotes, Vahoru Mixas Gaonim, Shekarim Revai, Levado, Podenoso B'Chutz La'aretz. Some Gaonim say that there's Kerem Revai in Chutz La'aretz. Maybe there's no Neter Revai, but Kerem Revai. V'achar kach yeh mutter ba'achila. V'ein l'davar zeh ikr. And I don't think this has an ikr. So Rabbeinu Yonah holds that there's regular Revai in Chutz La'aretz. The Gaonim hold that there's Kerem Revai in Chutz La'aretz and not Neter Revai. Meaning there is some Revai. The Rambam holds that there isn't. Explains the Reb Chaim in Reb Chaim, the Grach ala Rambam. Vaniri says, what's the machlokas about between the Gaonim and the Rambam? He doesn't focus on the other day, but he says, we know that Arla Chutz La'aretz is a halacha l'Moshe B'Sinai. The question is, so what does that mean? What does that mean, the Arla of Chutz La'aretz is a halacha l'Moshe B'Sinai? Yesh lefarish halacha, the Arla nohegas, but Chutz La'aretz betray gavni. Dalovade, the Arla's Chutz La'aretz, the Arla's Eretz Yisrael, treyli milin, in the Bechaluka b'dinayim. There are differences between Arla's Chutz La'aretz and Arla's Eretz Yisrael, right? Arla's Chutz La'aretz has built in different halachas, right? Sveika muteres. So what does that reflect? What does that tell me that the fact that there are differences? Reb Chaim develops the idea that there are really two types of halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, to say it in a word, hamechadeshes. Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, hamifareshes. Is the halacha Moshe B'Sinai teaching me something totally new that I wouldn't have known about, a new halacha, a new din that I wouldn't have known about? Or is the halacha Moshe B'Sinai telling me that a previous din that I would have known that I didn't know about, that din is expanded in a way that I wouldn't have known. I thought it was A, and now it's B. Meaning, Arla's Chutz La'aretz, is that telling me there's a new halacha, there's Arla of Eretz Yisrael, and there's Arla's Chutz La'aretz, and there are two very different things? Or is Arla's Chutz La'aretz an expansion of Arla's Eretz Yisrael, even though there are different dinim? But this is also Arla. This is also Arla. We discussed a few days ago about Shlichus, right? The Reb Chaim, the Bircha Shmuel quotes Reb Chaim. According to the Mandamar of Zechiah, Mitab Shlichus, La Mitab Shlichus. Is it a new form of Shlichus, but it's still Shlichus, or it is a totally different halacha? Okay, so a little bit related to that. But that's Reb Chaim, so he says that's the Rambam and the Gaonim. Because if you say Arla's Chutz La'aretz is an expansion, so whenever there's Arla, there's Revai afterwards. So if you say Arla's Chutz La'aretz is an expansion of Arla's Eretz Yisrael, so maybe you'd say there's also Revai that's connected to that. But if you say Arla's Eretz Chutz La'aretz is a totally new thing, so then you would not need to say that there's Revai because it is a totally new idea of Arla's Chutz La'aretz, and there's no Makar for Revai. And this is a sugya that we've already comes up in a few places. The Rambam talks about an Arel. An Arel that does the Avoda in the Beis HaMikdash. Says the Rambam that you're going to get Malkus for that. How are you going to get Malkus for that? He's learned that from Malach Moshe B'Sinai. So the Rambam says, Beferish, because an RL is Kizar Sha'avad. It's like a Zar. Meaning, when the Gemara tells us that, Malach Moshe B'Sinai tells me that an RL, Kohen, cannot do the Avodah, the Gemara is really expanding. The Malach Moshe B'Sinai is expanding the definition of what a Zar is. We thought a Zar was a non-Kohen. No. A Zar is a non-circumcised Kohen. And therefore, if you're uncircumcised, you're an RL, you're also a Zar. Right? That's the Chiddush of the Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Right? So that's the Rambam here in Ma'achalas Azuros. Again, there's other examples of this as well. All the Halacha Moshe B'Sinai's that we have. Okay? But that's about Ravai in Chutz La'aretz. And again, those are the 3 days in the Shulchan Aruch in Yaradeya and Reisa these Dalin, Siv Zayin. They quote, the Shulchan Aruch quotes all the three opinions. Rabbeinu Yonah, the Rambam, and the Gaonim. Not in Chutz La'aretz, totally in Chutz La'aretz, or just Ravai in Chutz La'aretz. So we continue now. We're on Mem Hei Amid Beis. Mem Hei Amid Beis. Says the Gemara. So we just had what's the correct girsa between Kerem and Netta, and Rebbe says go ask Rav Yitzchak Ruba because he's a bucky in all of the Bishnayas. Bechanto le bechol bechol masisa. And I said the note from the Sefer Tzion Lenefesh Shlomo, one of the Achronim in the back, that he quotes the question of the Achronim. Hello, Rebbe, see their kol Mishnayas. Ve'echlo yada hech korin. Avala emes Rebbe Yisrael Gruba hayabaki baharbi mishnayas shekodem Rebbe. Vizeo de bachanta le komas tisa shekodem Rebbe. Vizeo betalmud zu mishnah rishona. Okay, so that's the tzion lenefesh shlomo. We continue. Says the Gemara now, Reb Zeira makavel savaya dahavin biyome de Yisrael Gruba. Reb Zeira was upset. He criticized the elders that were in the days of Reb Yisrael Gruba. That they didn't learn all of the diukim of the Mishnayos from him. Okay, he thought that they should. Period. Tani. So we learned in the Mishnah that they use certain types of materials to mark off what's in front of you. By Ravai, they use kizuzos adama. They use the clods of earth. For Arla, they use charsis. They use white clay. For graves, they use sid. They use lime, and they mix it with water and they put it on the cavern. So those are the three different materials that they used. Says the Brisa, Tani, Karam Ravai mitzayin also because kizuzos adama. Why they use that? Shehu l'sha. Well, the dirt is the adama is just temporary. It's just a temporary, right? Dirt could get disintegrated and doesn't stay there forever. So that's a reference. That's a remez that this is guarding something that is temporary. Ravai. Ravai can be redeemed and brought to Yerushalayim and eaten there. Or you could say that it's a temporary, that the following year, this won't be Ravai anymore. This will be fifth year fruit that will be mutter bahana. So wherever it is, so maybe that's why they use kizuz adama. Shel arla b'charsis b'chivra shehu yoser mikan. Right, arla is charsis, some type of white clay, which is which lasts longer. It's more durable. It lasts longer. The Chaim Kanievsky says yoser mikan sheha arla gimel shanim heim v'tzorach heker shemiskayim zman meruba yoser. Right, you could say that it needs a longer marking because Ravai is just 1 year and Arla is 3 years, so that's why he uses something that's going to stay there longer. Shel kvaros besid du yoser mikan, and then sid lime is something that stays even longer because graves obviously are that's never going to change the status, and therefore to guard from kohanim, to guard from nazir or a nazira, right? That needs to stay there. Tani Rav Chalafta ben Shaul imhayo yechidos. If there were yechidos, what does yechidos here mean? If there were vines, it wasn't a whole vineyard. It was a vine that you can't put the kizuzos adama around the whole vineyard because only some of them are Ravai and some of them are not. So what do? My yechidos tola b'en ozne chavios. You hang on it, ozne chavios, handles of barrels. Handles of barrels. Says the Marafolda, shel cheres, of cheres l'simen. Right? It's also made of cheres, like kizuz adama, like cheres comes from the dirt. And therefore you hang these, and then they will know that these are This is Ravai. The Rav Chaim Gadievsky tole bigfanim shehein Ravai ozne chavios pirish bate yadayim ho asuyim laechos ben asachavios. Use those. Rav Zira boi lomali non amrin kol echad vech echad lefi mashehu. Right? Why is it that the chachamim and the chazal? Why didn't they mention the following in the Mishnah? Or why weren't they more explicit in the reasons? Right, different pshatim exactly what the question here is, but the Gemara is going to list off in the Brisa more materials and more items that are marked by other materials, and there's a content reason why each one is marked. So again, one of the first things I'm saying, the question is, why is it that in our Mishnah you just use materials that reflect the length of time, shorter, medium, longer, but there's a content connection that one might have with the material that you used. So Rav Zeira says, "Lamali in anamr kol echav echav levi mashu k'dahad d'tani," like we learned in the Brisa. Ilan shel hektish token osa b'sikra. If you have a hektish tree, then you mark it with sikra, with a red paint, as we'll see why, because it reminds us of the red line that went around the middle of the mizbeach, the chuta sikra. Bati avodah zarah b'fachmed osa b'pechabin. Bati avodah zarah, you mark with pechamim, with coals, with charcoals. Why? Because that reminds us that Avodah Zarah has to be burned. Bayis Menuga, a house with tzara'as. Nosa lav Efer Makla, you put on there Efer Makla, some type of ashes, burned ashes. Again, why? Because that's what has to be done, right? The Marafolda says Lakotsho Ulanotso Ka'afar, right? They have to like crush it like earth. All of these have an inherent connection to the item that they are protecting from. Makam harug bedam. If you have a place where somebody was killed bedam, right? You know, maybe they were buried there because that's right, a mace kone makomo. So you mark that bedam, maybe not with actual dam, but maybe with animal dam, maybe a coloring that looks like dam. Obviously not human dam, but that's the makom haharug, says the Rav Chaim Gadievsky. In nimsa harug basada. This also has to do with the next line, that if you find the anonymous corpse in a field, shetzorach limdod mimakomo shalair, you have to measure from the spot where it is, hakrova, kovernos of besidus of makomo adam. But you're going to wait till the Sanhedrin comes out and to mark it, you're going to leave the body there, and you're not going to bury it. So Rav Chaim Gadievsky says, no, you bury it, then you mark the spot where the body was, bedam, makam harug bedam, that's the makam harug. Makam egla rufa, the place of egla rufa, the place where you break the neck and the whole area is going to be off limits, right? Lo yizareya, b'chagura shalavanim, mark it with a surrounding with stones. So the Gemara notes that there are other examples of materials that you could use that have something more inherent to do with the item and not just the length of time that it's going to last. So there for a moment, and the Gemara Baba Kama lists off other, right, more content reasons related for even the ones in our Mishnah. The Gemara in Baba Kama Samach Tesam and Aleph discusses why you would leave Kazuzos Adama by Ravai Simana Ki Adama. Ma adama ika hanoa mina afainami ki mefarka shori lisahuye mina. Right, when it comes to Ravai, it is redeemable and you can get hanoa. So to dirt, you can get hanoa from. You plant seeds in it. Ara lava charsis. Right, why charsis? Ma charsis in namine. Right, just broken shards of charsis. You can't get any hanoa from. Afai, so to arla delas la namina. Right, so it's not just the length of time, but it's really the content also of the item connects. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, if you remember, lists bayis hamenuga as one of the three mitzvos that might not have ever happened. It's a machlokas, but the Gemara in Sanhedrin lists off that bayis hamenuga and ben soror more and irani dachas lo haya o haysev lo asid elios. Right, machlokas. Some of the Rabbanon of the Gemara say, I stood on the mound where there was a a Ben Sarah Mora that was buried. But again, each of those show, that Gemara shows how it's so unusual and so hard to get to the conditions of a Nirani Dachas. If you have one mezuzah in the city, then there's it's not burnt. It's Sarah Mora, the parents have to be exactly the same height and exactly the same voice, and it's very hard. So the Gemara says there, and by Samanuga, Lo Hayav Lo Nosav Lo Asa Leos, so what is the reason if it never took place? Why is it written in the Torah? So the Gemara says, Drosh v'kabel schar. Right, darshin, and you get reward, meaning you can learn about it and get reward for Talmud Torah. So many Mefarshim say there's plenty of Talmud Torah to get to focus on. You don't need these. You know, you can spend your whole life looking at other areas and studying other areas of Torah. You don't need these. So why dafka these three? So the Achronim explained that no, the point is that every part of Torah gives us a little piece of identification of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Chafetz Chaim gives a mashal that if you have a photograph, that photography was just coming out in the days of the Chafetz Chaim, if you have a photograph, sometimes something is cut off on the side. So if something is cut off, the person is cut off, you don't see him, you're missing a part of the picture. So Torah is a photograph of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if we don't have part of Torah, then we're missing part of the picture, even if it's not Lamaisa, but it's still part of understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, the Drosh v'kabel schar to try to understand the whole picture of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rav Schachter likes to quote the Balatanya. He has this in the Hakdama, the Divrei Psicha to his Sefer Ginas Egos. He has this idea from the Balatanya. Shegimel mitzvos elu lo lamed al atzman bilvad yatsu elu lamed al kol haklal kulo yatsu. To mizesha kayemes efsharus shetia mitzvah shlo haisa lo asida lios. The fact that there's a possibility that a mitzvah never was and never will be, hare zemore al ofyan shal kol mitzvahs. That reflects something about all mitzvahs. To be ikaran ba'u be'emes l'shamish ketir le'elokus. Mitzvahs describe godliness. Sometimes there's no mitzias lamaisa in these, but still it helps us understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So says the Gemara. After listing off all of these other examples where the content could reflect on what it is protecting. The Chash Lomar says the Gemara, Shema Ilan Shumanaval Perosavu. How do you know that if you mark a tree with color, you said before, oh, that's a tree of Hektish? No, we know also that a tree that is suffering from its fruit ripening and falling off before it gets ripe, so you also mark the tree. Mark the tree, so how do you know which one it is? Whether it's a Hektish tree or whether it's a tree that's Menavel Perosav. How do you know? They both use that. Velo Kain Tani, didn't we learn? Ilan Shu Menavel Perosav, Sokon Oso Besikra, Umat Inan Oso Avanim, and you also support it with stones. And maybe you'll put heavy stones on the branches, so you'll shock it you'll do something to the tree that somehow helps the tree get all of its weakness out, and then it will produce, right? So you see from there that you're Sokra Mesikra, even these types of trees. So, says the Gemara, a couple of answers. Question how you understand this, but we'll go with the fact that this is a couple of answers. Answer number one, this is how the Gra understands it. Taman de lo yatir peiroi, right? Over there, when you put stones or and you mark the tree, that's to try to make it that the fruit do not fall off. And you already see delo yatir peiroi from hacha di avad kitchila. Over there, delo yatir, says the Gra, hasikra hu lahav chin shelo yashe perosav. The sikra, the marking, is that the fruit doesn't fall off prematurely. V'kfar roin perosav noshrin svivosav umevinim. And you already see some fruit on the ground, and you understand that this is a tree that needs help. So delo yatir peiro. Over there, the fruit are already grown, and you're marking it so that the fruit don't fall off prematurely. So you see there is some fruit on the ground. You see there are already fruit. Bram hacha, but over here by hektish, the avad, when you do it, kitachila, is at the beginning of its growth, before fruit grow. And therefore you'll know that that's a hektish tree. So there's a difference between the two. Answer number one. Rasilio also says that Oh, I was just reading from the Rasilio, not the the Gra. The Gra says not to pay roi. Mashma shish pirus alav also pernoso. Bramhacha betchila pirish af tchilas gidulo so pernoso shazin pirus alav. So the Gra and the Rasilio both suggest that. Rav Yona boy number two. Rav Yona says lamali lan marin. Why didn't you say this is another one? Chut kuschut shal sikra zechel mizbeach. There's a difference. Do you paint the whole bottom of the tree, a big area of the tree? So that's a tree that needs help. Manawa perosav. You just put one line around the tree, so that's the hektish one, because that reminds us of the line around the mizbeach. Lama lilan marin. Why don't we say chut kuchuta shal sikra zeicha lemizbeach kai de tanina taman? Like we learned there, chut shal sikra chogro beemsa. That chut to sikra is the line in the middle of the mizbeach lahavchin beidamim el yonel dama tachtonim to mark. To make sure the Kohanim know the difference between the upper and the lower damim, right? And therefore, there's a big difference between one line and the whole trunk. So that tells us the difference, right? There's a big difference, the different karbanos, right? The chatas, as we know, the chatas behema has zrikos on the kronos, lomala michotas sikra, right? The ola and the shlamim has below, so there's different, and by birds it flips, right? By birds, the chatas ha'of is rika is lamata, and the olas ha'of is rika is lamala. So there's different halachas between above and below. So that is the mark that you use for the tree of hektish. And now number three, tani rabchia sokon ala besikra hektish. Maybe you write hektish with sikra. That's what it means. It means not just like paint it red, but you use the, write the word hektish, then obviously that is going to teach me hektish, and we're not going to get confused that this is for a tree that needs some help. Okay, we continue. Reb Yossi, Rebbe Shimon ben Gamliel, Amru Davar Echad. Back to the Mishnah. Reb Yossi ben Gamliel says the same sheet. What's that? Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, back in our Mishnah. Shim Gamliel said, when do you do all these markings? You do it only during Shemitah, when people might be walking around your field and taking things that are hefker, because in Shviz it's hefker, and that's why I have to mark. But in other years, Shim Gamliel's mashma, in other years, that's not my business. People go and steal from me. I have to try to protect them from other aveiros that they're doing. They're stealing from me. What are they doing here? And as the Gemara says in Baba Kama, and the Girsa that the Mara Folda also has here, Haliteu l'Rasha v'yamus, right? Feed the Rasha, not kosh, food, and let him die. V'yochlem be'isser, right? That's spiritually. So Rav Shigan Leo says, you know, it's not my business. I'm not giving him an aveira in that case. He's going in by himself, and it's his fault. So Haliteu l'Rasha v'yamus, that's Rav Shigan Leo here. So the Gemara says Rav Yossi says the same thing. Which Rav Yossi is this referring to? This is Rav Yossi in Maseches Demai. In Maseches Demai, we learned in the third parak that Rabbi Yossi, the case is where somebody is staying at an inn, and they gave the dough, they gave their food, whatever it is, flour, to the owner of the inn to help prepare some food. To prepare some food. So anosin lepundakis, ma'aser eshehu nosin la'av, eshehu notami mana. Tanakhama says, whatever you give her, you have to be ma'aser, because maybe she's going to switch it for her own. And then whatever you take back from her, you have to be ma'aser, because maybe she switched it, you have to protect her. Mipreisha chashuda l'chalef, because she's chashuda to switch, and therefore you have to protect her and you. Amar of Yossi, ein anu achra'in l'ramain. Rav Yossi says, that's not my business. I'm not an achrai that somebody else is switching my dough without telling me. So I'm not an achrai to worry about her. She'ena ma'aser ela mashu notam mena bovad. I'm only ma'aser what I take from her. What I give her and she switches it, that's not my business. That's Rav Yossi. So just like over there, Rav Yossi says, I'm not achrai. It's not my business to have to worry about protecting her. So too, it's not my business, says Rav Shugam Leo, to protect them from the Arla or the Ravai. So the Gemara says, Rav Yossi, Rav Shimon Gamliel, Amru Davar Echad. So isn't it similar? And the Gemara says, Kema de Rav Yossi Amar, Ein Anu Achroin L'Ramayin. Just like Rav Yossi says over there, in Demai, in the third parak, we're not Achroi for Ramayin, and it's their business. Chein Rav Shimon Gamliel, Omer, Ein Anu Achroin L'Ramayin. So Rav Shimon Gamliel here says, I only have to put up these signs during Shvius, where people might be walking around and taking stuff, but otherwise not. So Gemara says, maybe not. Maybe it's not parallel. Mistavra Rav Yossi Yodi Rav Shimon Gamliel, Rav Shimon Gamliel Lo Yodi Rav Yossi. In one direction it would work, but not in the other. Rabbi Yossi, who says, even if you're giving, you're actively giving the dough and the food, you're giving the dough to the pundakos, if even there you don't have to protect the other person, so surely Rabbi Shimon Gamliel's case where they're walking in themselves. So Rabbi Yossi, Yodi Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Shein Anu Achran L'Ramon. That's for sure, but the other way may not work. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Lo Yodi Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, if they're walking onto my field by themselves, that's where I don't have to worry. And that's where it's not my Achrayas. If I'm giving them something, so maybe Rabbi Shimon Gamliel would agree there that no. He might argue under Yossi. And he would say, there I'm more actively involved, and therefore I'm not allowed to do this. Lo Yodi Rabbi Yossi, Shein Derech Chaver Lohotzi Min Beiso Davar Shein Mesukan. Right, it's not the Derech of a Chaver to let anything out of his Rishos. That's not Mesukan. And therefore Rabbi Shimon Gamliel might agree with the Tanakama over there in Demai. Again, this is all part of the larger issue of Lifnei Iver. And do I have to, how much achrayas do I have? Usually, lifnei iver lo sitein michshol, right? I don't have to, I'm not allowed to put a michshol. But here, it's not a michshol, because they're not supposed to use it. It's mine. And they're violating and taking something of mine. But it's not, that's not lifnei iver, for sure. That's a possibility, right? So that's how far does one go? There's lifnei iver midaraisa. There's something called misayei ledvar avera. Again, this is the Gemara. Okay, we continue. Again, the lifnei iver is a huge topic, as we know. Interesting topic that we've noted in the past. What about literally lifnei iver? Lifnei iver lo sitein michshol. Putting a stumbling block in front of a blind person, right? That's not quoted by the Rishonim. Right, but the Rishonim quote giving bad advice and facilitating somebody doing an avera. But lifnei iver, putting a stumbling block, that's not discussed. But that's included. Maybe it's obvious, but the Klal Yoker notes that maybe it's not included because it says v'yareisa me'elokecha, and that means an avera that only Hashem is aware of. If you put a rock in front of a blind person, for sure, that you don't need Hashem to know that that's an avera. So it could be that that's why it's not included in the pashup shot. Okay, we continue. Vishal kfaros, Vishal kfaros v'chulu. The Gemara wonders here, minayin litziyun. Is there a makar for tzion kfaros of marking the grave? So it sounds like minayin sounds like a real din daraisa. What is the makar? The Gemara in Moed Katan gives off that impression also, but the Gemara in Nida Daf Nun Zayin says beferish that it is derabanan. It is derabanan. Marking the graves is based on a pasuk, but it's an asmachta. That's the Gemara in Nida Nun Zayin Amud Aleph, and the language of the Gemara there is. Talking about Beis HaPratz, v'afal gav de midrabanan hu, kiva deksiva mizhar zahiriba. Right, based on a pasuk in Navi, but the Zohar, and if you look in the Maariv Chai, is there on that Gemara, in Nida, on Daf Nun Zayin, he points out that it is a derabanan. Let me just find the Lashon. The Maariv Chai here says that it is derabanan. He says, ayin moed katan, Amrinan tzion kfaros min haTorah, b'chol zos kima delo nilmad rak mikra, the divrei kabbalah ina rak midrabanan. V'ayin kaim tosos baba masra, so it's a din derabanan. Okay, so the Gemara says, minayin litzion, rebrechya, Rabbi Yaakov bar, bas Yaakov b'shem Reb Chunya, debaras chavran. Or others say, Rabbi Yossi, amar le, Rabbi Yaakov bar acha b'shem Reb Chanani, debaras chavran. Reb Chizkiya v'uzi, abreit Reb Chunya, debaras debaras chavran, b'shem Reb Chunya, debaras chavran, v'tamei tamei yikra. Tamei Yikra, right, that's by Mitzora. But because Tamei Yikra, he shall call out that it is Tamei, Kidei Shedei Tuma Kora Lecha Befiya. As if the Tuma calls out, through the simon that you mark off the area, the person that has saras, and you mark off that he feels betum, and he lets people know that you stay away from him. V'omeres lecha prosh, stay away from me, because I'm going to be metame you. Right, Mitzora is even metame ba'ohel. Stay away. So too, that's how you know by tziyunim, by the kever. It's as if the kever is also crying out, stay away from me, because I don't want to make you. I don't want to make you tame. Rabbi Hila b'shem Reshuel bar Nachman. The pasuk says this is referring to Gogu Magog in the future. Va'avru ha'ovrim ba'aretz. People will pass in their land. Vera etzim adam. They'll see a bone. Ubana etzlo tzion, and they'll build a tzion. Right? That sounds pretty befarish. Double the tzion next to the kever. The only issue is that, again, this is a pasuk from Navi, right? So it's not the, a makar, it's a pasuk in Yechezkel. But misoi darshin. Etzem, add in that word, etzem, mikanchem esainen al asamos. So you mitzayin on the bones. Adam, mikanchem mitzayin al shidra, shizra al gogolas. Which bones? On the whole, if you have the shidra, you have the spine, you have the skull, right? Those are mitame, right? At the, if you have an etzem kisaora, it is metame the size, but again, that's metame b'maga, but in terms of masa, you need more. Uvvana, mikancha mitzayin, al-gabi evan kavua. And also, if there is a, you're mitzayin on a stone that's not going to move, that's kavua in the ground. Why? Imomer ata latlusha, fiolechaz metame b'maga macher. Because if you just mark a stone that can be moved, then the stone's going to move, and maybe people are going to think it's, the stone is in a different place. You have to have a stone that's not moving, that is set in the ground. Etzlo b'makom tara. Etzlo means you don't mark it right on top of the tumah, because then it's too late. The person sees the marking and they're already on top of the tumah. You do it in the makom tara, which is next to the makom tumah. Okay, so this is a couple of the limudim from this pasuk, and we will continue on the next stop. But just the Rishonim already asked that this pasuk is talking about Gog and Magog, which are non-Jews. Right, so we're talking about the marking. The marking is the chorus for tumas ohel. Not mag and masa, they're underneath the ground, the body. So what marking is for ohel? So are goyim mitame ba'ohel? So maybe that the machlokas tanam, maybe this gemara sounds like that they are mitame, but others say not. The Meiri says, amazing, that in the future, Tara is going to be so prevalent, we're going to have a higher standard. Efshar, Meiri and Yivam, Estaf Samach Aleph. That's where the Mishnah is quoted about the machlokas tanam, about the of Kivrei Akum, Efshar Sheba Oso Zman Mitzaynin Ala Kol Kedei Lirbos B'Tahara. The Miri quotes that. V'Yachroni HaRabanim Cholkin Livsok De Kivrei Goyim Mitamim Ba'Oel V'Enad Ram Nirim. I don't think Mitamim Ba'Oel. So he quotes that idea that maybe in the future is going to be more prevalent and there's going to be a different halachas that we hold up. Interesting. But either way, the different three-way machlokas we showed him about Tumas Akum, and we generally paskin that they are not Mitamei B'Oel. Okay, we'll stop here.